We're back.
Back at it again.
We're back.
With the quickness.
With the fucking quickness, the sickness.
Think I missed y'all a little bit, but it's all good.
What do you mean?
Huh?
What?
What?
You missed them?
Missed who?
You said you missed them a little bit.
Oh, yeah. The followers, dog. Missed the followers, bro. Got to talk to him a little bit more, bro. Like, what's up with goons?
All right, yeah, get to know him. Tell him.
All right. Well, I got to take a drink first, you know. Trostrava.
He's blonde-haired, mustache, a little bit of fuzz on his chin. About 5'7".
Fucking 5'10", you fuck.
You ain't 5'10", bro.
Alright, I'm 5'9".
Yeah, motherfucker. You I added an inch. You ain't no 5'10".
I added an inch.
You ain't not no 5'10", dog.
I could be.
I'm 5'11", fool. I know you ain't no
5'10". I'm taller than you. What are you talking about?
You ain't no taller than
We're
me,
looking at eyeballs. What are you talking about?
You wearing shoes. We're looking at, we're sitting down right now.
Shoes, these motherfucking Converse, they're not even really, more like I'm wearing moccasins, motherfucker.
You know you put stilts in that shit.
Oh, the Dr. Scholl's?
The one inch.
Shit.
Motherfucker, you know what I mean? Had to stand up on that scale and tippy toe that shit. Without pulling your feet out your shoes.
Tell me why.
What?
No, I'm talking to this girl right now.
Okay.
She got two different kids,
mm-hmm.
Two different baby daddies.
Ooh.
And so, you know, I'm just talking to her, you know, like, hey, you know, I'm just looking, you know, cuddle on some occasion, you know, maybe, you know, fuck around a couple times, you know,
yeah.
Fuck the bitch.
Mm-hmm.
But she was like, oh, yeah, you know, I loved you since like high school, you know, I had feelings for you and everything
else.
You know this,
bro.
Like, yeah, I know her. And, like, as soon as she sent me that shit.
She loved you since high school?
Yeah.
Red flag.
You know what I mean? And so I was just like, all right, well, you know, what are you trying to do? Because, like, no, I'm down to be flirty and shit, but I ain't trying to go nowhere else but that. You know, I ain't looking for no relationship or nothing like that. Like, don't be wild. And she was like, well, you know, I don't want to fall in love with you and woo-woo. I text her back, bro. I'm like, well, don't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like don't.
Yeah.
Because straight up, I was like, bro, I'm on a no stepdaddy type shit. I ain't no type to be no stepdaddy.
No, you ain't got the time.
And
for that, man.
On top of that, having to deal with your kids and your bitch ass baby daddies that keep harassing you and shit. Like, what, you trying to pull me in so that way I can fight
them
and shit?
Two different baby daddies, bro.
Yeah,
two different baby daddies.
Two different baby daddies.
That's a problem. That's a problem.
That's a big ass problem. You know what I mean? And they're both harassing her and shit. You know what I mean? So I was like, bro, I'm not going to, like, fuck around and catch feelings for you and shit.
Yeah, no.
And then like your kids.
You're immediately
knowing I'm not no stepdad type shit.
You're going to be put into the situation regardless.
You know what I mean? And I'm going to be put into a situation where this fool's over here flexing on her and shit.
Yeah,
and I'm going to have to call his ass up and be like, hey, what's up, homie?
Mm-hmm.
You need to stop fucking talking to my bitch. Woo, woo, woo. And either you don't, bro, we can run hands. And of course, he's gonna be like, oh, what's up then? And then, bro, what the fuck? I'm not gonna sit here and fucking fight your baby daddies, bro.
And then what if you get both of them, like, both of them team up, try to fuck you up? You know what I
mean? They're all friends and shit. They fucking fuck around and jump me.
Right? You know what I mean? Like, one
I'll
time.
I'll still beat their ass, bro.
Hey.
Jump me, dude. You got me fucked up.
Cheers, it, dude.
Cut that shit in there.
Fucking. Dose shraves me, dude.
Gotta crack another brewski.
Right here, dude.
Oh, there she goes.
Right where your shoes be. What's up, dude? Rhymes on deck. Like, I just got my motherfucking check. What the fuck is up, motherfuckers?
Bro, fuck that, bro. I'm just waiting for the next stimulus check, dude. Give me my 12. These motherfuckers are actually talking about giving us 15, bro.
Yo, DT need to run that check up. That's all I'm saying.
On God.
If I can get that DT check real quick, dude, that'd be nice. I
already give me that.
I got the first one, but the next one would, I mean, if.
Dude, the next one would come in clutch, bro.
I don't think it's coming, though, dude.
It should be, like.
You think it's going to come?
They're sending them out, like, they said the 15th. Through there.
Like official though?
I don't know if it's fucking official, bro. I ain't really been keeping up on it and shit. I've only been like I know I call my grandfather every day. That fool be constantly on the news, fucking watching everything. So he's like, yo, yeah, you know, he should be out.
He's on it.
Like, yeah, he's fucking constantly on it, bro.
Dude,
like,
geezers.
All he does is all he does is watch the fucking news.
That's
bro.
All geezers do, bro.
And like, he doesn't even watch one channel, bro. He watches all the channels, bro.
Yeah, CNN, Fox.
Yeah, dude, CNN, Fox.
They're on it, dude.
Dude, all on it, bro. He watches every single
the
fucking
Colbert
one, bro.
Show, all that all shit, of dude. Them, bro. I mean, not the Colbert, but Daily Show. Colbert so, Show's like, gone.
So, like, I was like, he has me over here hyped up, like, damn, bro, I'm really about to get a fucking, another fucking 1200? Bet, bro.
Yeah. It would help everybody out, really.
Because I need that, bro, because my hours at work, fool, got cut. Stupid, bro.
Yeah.
Stupid.
That bad? My boy
bad,
works,
bro.
My boy's a civil servant. He fucking works in the food
bro,
industry.
Bro, bad talk about,
food
I went
industry.
From making, I mean, it ain't nothing, no fucking big money type shit, you know what I mean? Because I work in fast food.
But he makes sure you're
but,
happy with
you know,
your goddamn meal.
I was making at least
meal.
Like $650 every
you
2 weeks.
Sons of
bitches. You know what I mean? Yeah. $650, $500 every 2 weeks.
Biweekly.
You know, yeah. Biweekly every
yeah.
2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So, bro, I'm cut down to, bro, my last, dude, this check I got today was fucking $200. $215.
Mm-hmm.
Cut hella back.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, I can't even touch this motherfucking check right here, bro, because I need yeah. that motherfucker for my rent.
Mm-hmm. Gotta make you live.
Damn. So I've been thinking about, because, like, other motherfuckers be getting on unemployment and shit while they're still working.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to fucking apply for that shit. You know, see if I can't get a little extra fucking,
see if it'll
you know,
happen.
$600 or something, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
You know, extra little $600 for nothing, bro, be fucking, you know, be with
gravy,
it.
Bro.
Fucking gravy, bro.
I mean, it's going to make
cool.
It's
like,
gonna
that
make
motherfucker
it happen.
Right there, you know what I mean? I can wait on that shit and keep that $600.
It's definitely going
to
help.
That comes in while I make another fucking $450.
Even if it came down to the points where, like, you know, even though you're working and you went and applied and, like, they like, got you, like, even just a couple weeks on and then they were like, oh, no, you
yeah.
can't because you're working. At least you got that couple weeks, bro. That's too.
No,
that's
but they say for like people that are still working through this fucking COVID shit, like we can get unemployment because
yeah.
our hours are getting cut.
Oh, I feel that.
Because our hours
I,
are cut as shit. We're
I
not
don't
making
think
as
I
much
could really do that.
To.
My hours haven't been cut at all, dude. We're just fucking thrown out there to the filth.
Well, that's because you're construction.
They're, yeah, we're treated like filth, dude.
Oh, of course.
We're the scum. We're the
fucking
scum, dude.
We're just like low end.
We
yeah,
hold,
dude.
We hold all the low end construction holds the country together. But you know what? We're treated like scum, dude. Fucking scum.
Yeah, especially Costco, bro. You work for a Costco job. They treat you like shit.
It's because those motherfuckers
it's
are all assets,
too,
dude. They're all expendable assets, man. You ever paint?
It's funny too.
You ever
bro.
Like
I'll
had to
there
do painting
busting
or
busting out this job, bro? They'll be up there like they're high shit, bro. Like. Oh, yeah, no, I'm the fucking head man.
Dude, we were roofing. We were
bro,
roofing.
You sucked my dick, dude. I'm fixing your roof.
Dude, we were roofing at Costco one time, man. And, like, they literally had to have us come in at, like, 3 in the morning to paint the fucking T-racks that hold, like, the signs in between things. You know, like, the white bars that come
yeah.
up into T's. We had to go and paint those things, dude. While mother... Because, dude, that plate... Costco's running 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
You know?
Hell yeah. But yeah
after
shit.
It closes, dude, they clock in a whole different crew and they fucking fluctuate through the night, just setting everything up, restocking, stocking, all that shit, dude. So we had to fucking fluctuate around those people, you know, just to paint these little ass white poles that we.
I told the motherfuckers to get the fuck out of my way, bro.
Dude, it was so fucking stupid, man. So stupid. I mean.
Bro, they had me inside the Costco because, like, we were pressure washing the fucking roof.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was, like, straight silicone.
Yeah.
So we had to pressure wash it.
Yeah.
Bro, I would straight stop customers, bro.
I love pressure
like,
washing.
Like, if there
dude.
Was fucking, like, we're doing a section, I straight stop them. Hey, I need you to go this way. And they're like, what? I can't go do it this way?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, you can't. Because we're pressure washing, and if you get water dripped on you, we can't afford for you to go in and make a lawsuit because, you know, we had water drip on you,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's fucking covered in mud and dust and fucking bird shit. And a bunch of nasty ass crap. You know, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Go the fuck the other way.
All right, dude. I'm about to hit the pee. I'm about to go take a pee. Here. Keep him entertained. Talk to him real quick. Let him know.
Be on it, bro.
Let him know who's showing it. Straight up. You need that jacket.
There you go. Hit it on the one time.
Puff skis.
All right. I'll catch y'all up.
Motherfuckers out.
on the boy Sean's life. Just recently, on the 22nd, gone to a car accident. You know, me and the boy Sky went over to Uncle's house and shit. Went to get all fucked up. Whole idea was to stay there, you know, go to sleep, all fucked up. No, that didn't happen. I ended up getting all faded off a half bottle of fucking Jameson and a fucking 30-pack of Coors Banquet. And Sky here wants to go ahead and say, hey, let's go back to the motherfucking house and drop the music video, play some motherfucking video games. My blacked out ass was like, okay, dude, let's do it. My car was having problems at the time. You know, wouldn't fucking start. My battery was shot. So my dumbass auntie wants to come out the fucking house and jump my fucking car. We end up leaving. We only make it like 3 lights away from the fucking house. I end up hitting a fucking tow truck, a flatbed, doing about 50 fucking five. Almost go through the windshield. Luckily, the homie here had his goddamn seatbelt on.
Hey, man. Clicker or ticket?
Right there. Cops were tripping. I should have been blind. Went through the windshield, died. I made it out solid. Only 20 stitches across my face. And I'm already healed up. Stitches out my face. It's only been like, what? 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Already, we're here. We're living.
Already out here, bro.
We're here. We're still living.
God wants me here for some reason. That's all that matters.
He wanted you here to be on this podcast.
Straight up, huh? Just on this podcast.
Dos tres, my brother.
Dos traves.
We fucking lived through some craziness. We went through some crazy fucking shit, dude. You like wearing them headphones on? You can hear it.
It sounds good.
Sounds real fucking good. I told you this.
Real good in my ear.
This mic right here is beauty. I love this mic, man. I've been having, not gonna lie, I've been having a couple problems with it, but it's like weird because it's just random every now and then to where I pop it up and it's just not picking up your voice right. But I mean, sometimes it's just fucking immaculate.
Dude, it sounds fucking crispy, dude.
Yeah.
Crispy cream, dude.
Yeah, dude. And see, like, that's why, like, I mean, I want to get a whole ass another one because then I'll have two stations.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Two dude, podcast you know what stations. I want to do one for the one time? Either I want to get, like, a couple homies together and shit, bro. Mm-hmm. And, like, get, like, a couple $500 cars, bro.
Yeah.
That just run, bro, and just strip the shit out of it, bro. And, like, straight like derby them.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude. Straight derby. Dude, that's like one of my dreams, bro. I want to do like a little derby.
It'd probably race. Be easier to get like me, you, and one and like probably like Antoine,
dude,
to go in on like one derby car and then we take it in for a few rounds and we all take turns. That would probably be easier.
I think we all just need to earn a car, dude.
I don't know, but it'd be cost worthy and like time wise if you wanted to do it like recently soon. You know what I mean?
Feel it.
We could all go in on like a derby car and then we each just take turns fucking some shit up, dude.
I know, dude. But like.
But I don't know how that process. Is that a roll in the fucking car?
I feel like we should just like go on Craigslist, bro.
Just get like.
Find a couple cheap ass cars, bro.
$400 cars and shit.
Dude, something cheap that's like something like really not that wrong with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And fucking just throw that part in there.
Just take them in
and just fucking strip it, bro.
Just fenders smash off the shit out of everybody. Dude.
Just take all the metal off the fucking thing. Windshield, windows, everything out of that motherfucker. And just fuck it up.
They ain't even get fucked up, though.
Just race it and fuck it up.
You gotta have some, like, structural protection.
Like, what do you mean, dude?
I mean, you gotta be protected somehow, dude.
But, like, the track, dude, we're only going to hit each other doing, like 25.
Maybe.
We're not going to get hurt, bro. That's, like, old times getting into a fucking car accident.
I might swerve out and hit a good fucking 45 button on you motherfuckers, dude.
Dude, like, you can't even, the track's not even going to be that big.
Oh, yeah?
You won't even be able to hit 45.
You sure? If you went and measured and calculated the
So, like, we haven't even found a spot yet to even do it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, see, but, like, there'll be a
spot, all, dude, where you're not going to go.
This is all hypothetical then, doggy. Dude,
it's going to be dirt, bro. Like, you're not going to get a whole lot of traction. But I want mud. Shit. Okay, well, we can't have mud if we have a bunch of fucking Hondas out there.
Dude, we can have mud, dude.
I'm pretty sure our front end's going to
just put snow tires on, dude.
We're going to have to run around with chains.
Exactly.
All right, then.
Sick,
that
dude.
Sounds kind of sick.
It dude. Does, dude, right? Real, it dude. Does, like, dude.
Just run chains,
exactly, dude.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Dude, you won't run chains, dude.
We're just gonna dig into the dirt.
We're just going to fucking...
just dig a big-ass rut.
Watch all of us just stall. Right, watch in. All of us just stall the fuck out. Never even smash.
I'm the only one running a fucking stick.
There's like two old-timers that have been there before, and they just keep everybody entertained. They're like, these little fucking youngins don't know what goes around here, and they're just whipping it up in the field and shit.
Yeah.
Smashing each other, and they're smashing us while we're all stuck in the mud. I think it would just be funny as fuck, though, dude, if it was like me, you, and Antoine in one rally car just going around fucking getting wrecked, dude. Because then, like, and we'll put like
we're all switching seats inside the fucking cars. Like, dude, let me get the seat, dude. Like, all right, jump to the back, jump
no,
in.
No, dude, we'll do like a timer. We'll do like a timer. Every 5 minutes, somebody else hops in the driver's seat.
Or maybe we'd have to have a process. We'll chop it down to the point.
I say we chop it down to three.
The driver could like get to a spot and then dive to the back.
Well, no, check it out. No, check it. We each work in counterclockwise.
Yeah, we'd be like, he jump back, passenger hop over, three minutes, slide over, get into the front seat.
Yeah,
you run your five. Bam, you hop back. I'll hop in.
Yeah. Straight counterclockwise.
I'm a rail people, dude.
It'll be a straight rotation.
I'm gonna straight hit the e-brake, bro, and just slap him with my ass, bro. Like,
yeah, dude. That's how you gotta do
it. I mean, dude, straight slap him.
You gotta whip. You gotta whip him in the chin.
Cause I gotta protect my engine and shit, dude. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just fuck up the back end. As long as I don't fuck up anything providing fuel.
What if we get like a buggy?
Nah, dude. A bug's not gonna work.
Hell yeah, dude. We just reinforce it. Stainless steel, dude. All the way. We're gonna cut like daggers.
We're gonna fucking weld rebar all the way around. See, you know what, dude?
I'm just gonna put like automatically running chainsaws on each door, so when we scrape, dude, their doors are gone.
Fuck it, dude.
Dude,
put the chainsaw.
Act like that doesn't take less than 10 minutes.
Like three.
Can you?
Fuck yeah.
It would be sick though, dude. I've actually thought about that, dude. Like, you know, like going and like fucking going with a bunch of homeboys, dude, and just hitting like a fat ass derby, man. Like with dude, that shit would be sick, dude. And we'd have to fucking we'd all have to be like rolling pretty decent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that shit is gonna take some monies. Yeah. What's up, you pee breaking? Oh, he's pee breaking. Pee motherfucking breaking, dude. It's all good, dude. Release the Kraken. It's gotta happen. You know what I'm saying? And if it doesn't, no magic. You know what I'm saying? Best believe. But yeah, you know, I had to get the boy on here. You know, he's been around. He's been knowing about the podcast. There's been a lot of shit going on between me and him, and you know, we got a lot of shit going on. Me and him are getting a pad together pretty soon, so he'll probably be on the podcast a lot more. And you know, just good times. There's good things going for the podcast right now. You know, pretty soon I'm gonna get the camera, everything, the camera setup, so you'll be able to come and peep it on YouTube. At you know, just the YouTube channel will be called Just Trash Podcast. You know, keeping it basic, and yeah, so that's coming soon. That's coming real soon, and I just want to thank you guys for all the support that you have put in. I don't think I don't see it. And, you know, I keep up on the analytics of the show. I keep up on the views. And I just want to say, you know, I'm happy. You know, everybody that's been peeping it, I appreciate it a lot. And it makes me happy because you guys keep doing it. And, you know, I don't want to stop this. I'm going to keep this going. It's going to be just trash for years to come. So,
goddamn,
yeah.
Definitely have an allergic reaction to some shit.
I know, dude. Your face,
dude, it's red as fuck. fuck.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know what the fuck happened either.
Maybe it's some inflammation from drinking or something.
Nah, bro. I didn't drink nothing different. The same fucking beer I drank.
Yeah, I don't know.
Since fucking forever.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. That's kind of weird, dude. You've never had that happen?
Nah,
it's only right here, too.
Yeah, it's only in my face right here that I'm breaking out at.
Is it irritated?
Nah, bro. It's not itching. It's not burning or nothing, bro.
It's just red.
It's just red.
It's probably from drinking.
Irritation.
It's probably from drinking, bro. Honestly, I mean, it might be like some new thing.
It's definitely not from drinking. There's no fucking way.
But because, like, you know, like some
deadass, it might be from that fucking black cherry shot.
You think so,
dude? Because it wasn't on my face until I took that.
That's true. That is very true.
There might be something in that motherfucking. There might be something in that shit.
In that black cherry 99? Yeah,
that I'd like. That I'm like low key allergic to.
Could be, dude.
I don't drink those ones.
Could fucking be, dude.
Yeah, I don't drink black cherry fucking 99s.
Mm-hmm.
I only ever drink the mango, pineapple. The blue raspberry is actually pretty cool. I don't like it that much only because it's fucking blue.
That's the one you had the other night, huh?
Yeah.
I could tell because that shit was bright blue.
Bright shit. Yeah. It actually might be that I'm fucking allergic to.
So, dude.
My whole face is fucking red.
So, what's up with the anime, dude? You're going to have to restart completely on One Piece?
Maybe not completely on One Piece, but to a standpoint,
I think you just need to like look up where to sync up with Hulu after Netflix. But the gay thing about Hulu is like they don't have the English dub.
Yeah, that's what, like, that's the only fucked part about it. That's why, like, that's the kind of thing off about, dude. Like, watching it. But then I try to look up, you know, how much it would be to, you know, get the entire fucking season of One Piece.
Nah, dude, it's a lot.
Bro, and it's boxes.
Yeah,
it's three mm-hmm. separate boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all like $130 fucking dollars a piece. And I'm mm-hmm. like, yo, like.
Because there's so many episodes and shit. And it's like, not. And it's not.
Fuck?
See, that's the crazy thing, too. It's like not, like, when animes aren't as, like, super popular, it seems like it's more fucking expensive to get a hold of them. The only one that I've noticed throughout the years that has gotten more and more expensive is Dragon Ball. Like, I only need, I have three, there's nine seasons. I only need seven more seasons of Dragon Ball Z to finish out the complete set of Dragon Ball with GT, but, you know, then I gotta go back and get Dragon Ball Super and shit, dude.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know. I haven't seen any of Dragon Ball Super. I'm not going to watch any of the Dragon Ball Z that I get because I've already fucking seen it. I'm only watching Dragon Ball. And, you know, I'm not going to watch GT either because I've already seen GT. And GT's fucking amazing despite whatever the fuck people got to say about it. But anime, dude, it's a crazy goddamn world, dude. It's like, fuck. So much of it. So much of it, dude.
Yeah, dude. I'm just like, because like at first, when I got into Netflix, and I saw they had One Piece, I was like, bad, dude. And like I saw they had four seasons, that's what I thought they had. And I was like, fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I learned they have like fucking like 13. I'm like, 13 seasons? Because I started watching, I got to like the final season. And I was like, bro, there's a whole lot more to this. There's a whole lot more. Like, he's not even close to even finding the One Piece.
No, dude. See, that, like...
And then Zoro ain't even close to fucking being the fucking master fucking swordsman of the world.
See, dude, that's been kind of tripping me out about Naruto, too. Like, Shippuden. Because, like, I've been seeing, like, so many other shit that happens, mm-hmm. like, on Instagram. And maybe I'm just not there yet. Because, like, maybe it's not picking up so crazy. Because I heard Shippuden is more crazy. Which it kind of has been. But it's, like, gradually getting there. I'm still only on season two. But still, man, it's like there's so fucking much, bro.
Yeah.
But I know it's so good. And yeah. I just can't wait to dive deep, deep into it. You know what I mean? I love fucking Naruto, dude. It's been the new wave for me.
But for me, you guys already finished fucking, you know, the original Naruto. and I want to get into Shippuden. Been wanting to get into Shippuden.
Yeah, but then you picked a whole different show to finish.
Yeah, I've been stuck on One Piece right now. And so if I do go back to restart One Piece, I'm going to watch, you know, episode of One Piece, episode of Shippuden. You know, and go back and forth like that. You know, or watch fucking three or like have a day where like I just watch One Piece.
Yeah.
And then the next day I'll watch Shippuden.
Mm-hmm.
And then go back, you know, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Dude, Shibuden's a shit, bro.
Oh, dude, I know. I've seen a few episodes.
Oh, what the fuck, dude? My fucking phone is all wet. What the hell?
Phone's all wet.
Oh, I dropped the shot, dude.
Not the fucking shooter, dude.
I didn't get it on the weed, though.
At least it's in a bag.
God damn it.
Jesus didn't want you to have it.
Spilled the beans. Spilled the goddamn beans, dude. I hope my phone's all right.
At least you got like a cool little shoot up in there, though, left.
I know, man. My phone's all dust, though. I got a cracked screen, too. It's all bad.
It's not that bad, bro.
It's all bad.
99 proof.
It is alcohol.
No, that's 99 proof. 45.9%.
Ugh.
I don't give a fuck who you are, bro. If you talk shit on 99s, talking about there's some pussy shooters, you a pussy, bro. You, I bet money you can't eat more than fucking five of them motherfuckers, bro. You about to be faded. Oh, God.
Yeah, that cherry ain't too popping, huh?
I thought it would be.
I thought it would be, too.
It was definitely fucking not.
Mm.
Dude, but they have this fucking 99... Long Island iced tea.
Oh, no shit?
Dead ass, bro. And I haven't tried it yet because I was just like, bro, I feel like that's going to taste fucking gross. You know, I feel like that's going to be like overly strong. It's like putting a fucking shot of Everclear into a fucking shot glass and then just
fucking sending it, dude.
And like not even sending it, bro. Like putting a fucking drop of like. Like putting Gatorade in a fucking cap and putting it in there.
Yeah.
And then taking the shoot.
Yeah, dude.
You know, that shit's still burning your soul.
Mm-hmm.
You're over here like. Like, bro, like when you breathe out, you think you can light a lighter, bro, and fucking spark someone's blunt with off your breath.
What happened to the J? Spark that J, dude. Spark that son of a bitch, dude. Right there. What I gotta hold it? I gotta hold it, dude. Teamwork.
Teamwork make the fucking dream work, dude.
It does, dude. Fuck what they say, dude.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, dude. You gotta drop it just to crescent it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know. Make sure the packed.
Shit. Oh shiz, man. We're coming up. It's been a good night, man.
Been a cool night.
Been a good little ep. Been a good little cast.
There we go.
About ready to say what's up. Go ahead and plug them, dude. Tell them about your Instagram and all that shiz.
All right, your boy Chop Suey 187. Suey is spelled Suie, not EI.
Damn.
But all you're gonna see is a bunch of my X on that motherfucker, though. But I'm about to make a new one here soon with the same name and shit. I'm going to delete a bunch of photos.
Yep. And then you already know. Come follow the boy at Too Stony For You on Instagram. And, you know, the new video's out. New video's doing good. We just surpassed 600.
Yee!
So keep the views going.
That's
up.
That's right.
Yep. Too Stony on YouTube. T-O-O space S-T-O-N-Y. You'll hit the channel. You'll see what's up. Love you, motherfuckers. Stay up. Just trash.
Stay real.
Handle it. Love you. Tell him love you, dude.
I love y'all.
He doesn't.